I wouldn't say anger. I think we're going to come out with the same mindset. We know what we got to do coming into this game. The Seattle game is behind us. The New York game is right in front of us. We know we got to take each game, you know, one by one. So I think our mindset right now is trying to be 1-0 for this week.
What are your impressions of Geno Smith?
Definitely from watching him last year, he's definitely improved a lot. He's more patient in the pocket. He can make all the throws. And I think he's on the verge to being the leader of that team.
Okay. Is that just a matter of experience there or anything else you can put your finger on?
I think it takes experience. I think every game you get better at it. And you can see through his game that he's getting better at it. You can take a 10th-year guy and they try to take one little thing to get better at each week. And I think that's what he's doing. You can see it in his film. And they want to know right now, so we're trying to get to that point right now.
You guys have had a week and change to digest that Seattle game. What did you take away from that game that you hope to improve upon this weekend?
From a defensive standpoint, just rally to the ball and tackle a little better, and make sure everybody's on that assignment. But overall, I think we did some nice things in that game. But we just gotta take it to a different level this week and tackle a little better, you know, make some plays.
Talk about going from a big back like Marshawn to a speed back like Chris Johnson.
I think it's a big difference. But they also have Ivory, which he's a big back and a strong back. So we actually have to take the same mentality that that guy can make us miss a lot of tackles. But when Chris Johnson in there, we know he's a speed guy, but he also can bring a little power. And we just know we got to rally to the ball and gang tackle.